Welcome back to another episode of
episode.
If you fucking, I swear to fucking God, every single fucking time, I've had a
episode.
Yeah, me and my random speech impediment. This is why something people don't see me do a lot because I catch myself doing it.
And be done with it.
I re-record a lot of stuff for Instagram and TikTok and social media because I catch myself doing it.
Is it
because
you're acoustic?
Yeah, kind of. But on the podcast, we can't cut that out. So you
we could, but you know what I'm not going to do? Put the fucking time into that.
Yeah,
it's way funnier if we just argue about
it. Yeah, I know. But you don't see me in my stupid random speech impediment on Instagram and stuff like that because we don't cut that out on the podcast because we just run right through the entire fucking thing. So
okay. Before we get into this whole thing,
okay,
which episode? This is our second episode tonight.
Okay, yeah.
Which one are they getting first?
The other one. So we're gonna follow up with this one.
Oh, okay.
So this is gonna be like a.
So we're
like
we're now far, live. We're now live with the Strandees.
So unbeknownst to the folks that we're on the phone with right now, we've been talking about this situation a little bit on the episode you'll hear the week before this. So, on the phone is Ali, Chevy, and Joey Rose. How are you guys?
We're alive and well. How are you guys?
A little better.
We're doing good. We've been speculating on how exactly you might get home, how we could help you, where we can pull parts
from. We done
made
an episode out of it.
Yeah, we made a whole episode out of it.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
We were ready to leave tomorrow morning. Shit.
That'd be really fun, honestly.
We'll still leave.
Yeah, we discussed how, like, different ways we could, like, so we have, you know, a random bullshit amount of transmissions at our disposal.
We have trailers,
trucks, and this, that, and the other. We're like, can we help them? How can we do this? We discussed breaking down away from home like you guys just did. Any time that we've had to deal with that. So you guys have been a small topic of conversation the week before this episode will air.
Love that.
So with that being said, how was your guys' trip leading up to being stuck in fourth gear?
Okay, so starting off, yesterday I arrived at midnight in Columbus, Ohio, and they forced me to check my bag, and then they delayed my bag, so when I landed, I had no bag. So that was the start of
this
time. So that delayed our leaving because we had to go back to the airport to get my bag today in the afternoon. But the drive, what was it, 6 hours? It
wasn't 5.5.
It wasn't too bad, honestly, mostly.
It was really good until the last 15 minutes.
Shit.
Hold on, just to prove myself right real quick. Have you scanned it? What was the code?
There was third gear ratio, erratic.
I fucking told you!
Yeah,
that bitch made soup!
Third, fourth, and fifth were all gear ratio codes, and then I had a pressure sensor code.
That checks out.
Yeah.
I'm not a Dodge guy, so Dakota was the one speculating on exactly what could have gone wrong with it. But it sounds like
crowd goes wild.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I was coming up a hill, like literally 10 minutes from the show to drop off the trailer, and I had it locked in fourth gear, it dropped down to third, went back up to fourth, and then it puffed a big gray cloud and it was just not happy.
Shit.
Textbook 68.
Yeah. Textbook. I mean, it's a stock 68 with 125,000 on it with lots of beating, too, so.
Uh-huh.
I can't be too bad.
So what are you going to do to fix it? Any idea of what you want to do to fix it, or?
Probably see what I can get in the fastest with it being my daily. But probably put some kind of built 68 behind it.
If you're going to put a built unit in it, the only two I would go with are there's three. I would either go a RevMax, a Randy's, or a WP.
Okay.
However, the probable quickest you're going to get, and you'll get a warranty, is a Jasper.
All right.
And I've seen Jasper 68s do things that they should not do. That's no bullshit. I have seen them do heinous things.
This is true. I don't know. I would also be quick to buy a Randy's transmission just because of the Instagram page recently.
Oh, Randy's was like, I'll argue Randy's one of the first ones that figured 68s out real good.
Quickly, has everybody seen the Randy's transmission Instagram page recently?
Oh, it's gold.
I haven't seen it lately.
Oh, you got to get on Randy. Facebook, Instagram, one of them.
Yes.
Randy's is gold. God, I love Randy's.
Randy's does a very good job at selling transmissions by beating the fuck out of everybody else.
Like, okay. I remember way back in the day when Randy's was just first coming around, they had that crew cab long box dually.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take it out to like Moab and beat the fuck out of it. Just rock crawling the thing. And it was still like a new truck then. Just beating the piss out of it. Crushing it on rocks and shit. That guy knows what he's doing.
Gonna look into those four, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping the 68 curse would come later than sooner, but gotta face it sometime or another.
Well, a big thing, and this is a hill I will die on, a big thing with those 68s is trans tuning.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing.
Bad thing about that truck is I bought it with it already tuned and deleted, so I have no idea what kind of tunes are on it at all.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and how?
I think now that I'm doing the 68 swap, I'm gonna have it retuned and just have it all fresh to me.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Only reason I asked what you wanted to do about your 68 is because I was like, I don't know, maybe Joey decides he wants to go ahead and stick a 48 in there or something.
Ooh, I like 48s.
Yeah, I could look into that.
It's an idea. It's only an idea, but, you know, a 68 matches up nicely and pairs nicely.
Just don't be one of those clowns that puts an Allison in it. That's ass.
Oh.
Whoa, Allison!
There is an Allison in the truck. Speaking of Allisons, Allie, how are you liking your Duramax?
Yeah, how's that old gal doing?
You know, it doesn't really move that much, but it's good.
Okay.
Let's see. Joey's going to be flying out his first time going on a plane in mid-April, and we're going to be lifting it, which is very exciting, and then I will probably drive it a whole lot more because we're going to be fixing some of the other current issues it has.
Okay.
And then it'll be a little bit better.
Sweet.
What's wrong with it?
Dakota, you remember when I was asking about that starting issue?
I believe so.
It's still having that issue, and I'm still chasing it.
I got you.
Okay.
Well, maybe when you're ready to do, we'll do some over the phone diag and.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only so much that he can do talking to me over the phone because I look at the engine and I'm like, well, there's a lot of parts. I don't know what I'm doing.
You also have the blessed California LV7.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
I actually did feel so bad about recording with you and then you finding out like a couple weeks later.
Yeah, it's a California LV7. Like, well, it could be, but it's probably not. No, it is.
Yeah, so we're going to get it running a little bit better and stuff, and I'm excited to actually start to drive it. I don't daily my trucks, so I already never drive them, and it's just been sitting. It sits. And then I start it usually once a week if it wants to actually start. Otherwise, sitting.
Okay. Well, since you're not daily any of the trucks, how is the Escort doing?
Oh, the best. I tinted it finally.
Did you?
There's a pin on it, yeah. So, whipping that thing all the time. I might have made out with someone's bumper at one point. But the Escort looks great. Looks like nothing happened.
The Escort's just fooling around. It doesn't know what it wants.
It's a tank. It didn't even like blink an eye when it hit a back bumper. So.
Allegedly.
You know what? There was never anything reported, so therefore it never happened.
I love that. Speaking of little bomb around vehicles, I understand you two are currently inside of a Crown Victoria.
The old trusty Crown Victoria.
That ass.
If you want the, what is it, the horns?
The Dixie horns. I got Dixie horns on this thing.
You have Dixie
Hit them fuckers. I better hear them.
Do it.
Hey, roll the window
down. Wait. Okay.
Yes! Oh my god, I love it! That's so fucking funny. Okay. So, I don't know if we talked. Did we talk about, Joey, how you got the Crown Victoria on the podcast we had you on?
No, we talked about it very briefly.
How did you come across this thing?
Government auction. I bought it for $700.
Okay.
I feel like that did come up.
I feel like that did come up. But what, like, what is with the color of this thing?
So the color is actually Menards spray paint. I was walking through Menards, and okay, I remember this now. Yeah, I was like, I'm just tired of the white. And so I saw it. I was like, that's pretty cool looking. So I spray painted under the tree in the front of the house on the side of the street.
Yeah, okay. I remember this now. I couldn't remember if we talked about that or not, which is why I wanted to bring it back up. But I am remembering talking about that now.
Yeah, but she's old trusty. We brought it down here to do burnouts and blow the tires off, but now it looks like I may be driving it back to Ohio, so.
I was going to say, why don't you daily that thing? Is there any reason?
It gets worse fuel mileage than my Cummins because the cats are cut off, and it's a 4-speed because it's an old cop car.
Oh.
So, on the highway where I drive, it's terrible.
Okay, that makes sense. I get that, then.
Dude, my uncle had a Crown Vic when I was in, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the regular ones are fine because they got the 5-speed.
Oh, no, it was an old cop car. We put that fucker on, it was, 22s or 24s.
You put it on 24s?
No, they were 2s. It was 22s.
You still put a Crown Victoria on 2s?
Yeah, and then we put a flasher box in it.
What?
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Oh, my God.
That thing was badass.
Ugh.
We drove to, the hoodiest of hoods to get these 24s, these 22s, too.
Yeah, I would bet you probably did.
Oh, I think we were out by Chicago somewhere.
Wow. Yeah.
I thought I was going to get shot.
You got to remember, you're talking to the same guy that thinks putting a 17-inch rim on a pickup is fucking blinging. I mean, that's fucking hot stuff.
That's ass.
I know it's.
Let's put everything on 15.
I can't put 15s on my Super Duty. Oh, I can't run smaller than a 17.
There's ways around, don't you?
I know there's ways around, but I'm not running a 3-inch spacer.
Pussy.
Fuck you.
Spacers are the way to go.
Oh my god, Joey, don't get in my head.
15-inch soft 8s.
15-inch soft 8s?
Hell yeah.
You need 4-inch spacers and 15x14 welds.
Oh my god.
This guy's talking about something.
That doesn't even. Does that fit inside of a regulation roadway?
Probably not.
It doesn't. I know that it doesn't.
Who cares? You'll have a bitch in Super Duty on 15x14 welds.
If it's getting.
As long as it's on boggers.
Unless it's on boggers?
It has to be on boggers.
Oh, it has to be on boggers. Well, of course it has to be on boggers. Okay. I had one of our sales reps, Joey's going to love this deal, and Allie's, well, really anybody's going to love this deal, even if you're just listening as a bystander. One of my sales reps came into the shop this week. I forget exactly what I was doing, it doesn't matter, but he was like, hey, you remember that first-gen Dodge I bought, blah, 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 with the service body on it, whatever, and the service body's painted to match on this thing. It's a nice piece of equipment. He goes, I got a set of wheels for it. I was like, oh, yeah, you got yourself a set of wheels for it? And he goes, yeah. He pulls out a picture of some Sidewinders.
Motherfucker.
He got a set of Sidewinders, 16 and a half.
Sidewinders do something to my wiener.
16 and a half Sidewinders, 14 wide, with boggers, $1,000.
What?
Yeah.
Did you buy them?
He bought them. He bought them. He paid $1,000 for them, and I told him to go shove it up his ass. 16
5x14 Sidewinders.
Yes.
That is my wet
dream. I want some.
I know. Everybody wants a set of these things, and he paid $1,000 for them. His buddy showed up in his driveway with him, and he told him, you're not leaving with those things. And he goes, what do you mean? He goes, I want those things. You're not leaving with them. Even if I got to wrestle you for them, you're not leaving with them. And he paid $1,000 for these tires and wheels.
Damn.
I know. I was so damn mad. I was like, I would have bought adapters after spacers to fit those things on my Super Duty. Holy
shit.
That's
the like, deal of the lifetime.
I know. And they're going to go on a first gen with a service body, which is going to be cool. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
It's got like it's like brown, tan. It's got like an orange, like pinstriping to it. It's a nice piece of equipment. Really, it is.
That's pretty sweet.
But anyways, wrapping back around a little bit, Allie, how are things going with your brand?
It's very busy. It's been going great. Actually, Joe just put it on the what was going to be the burnout car, mm-hmm. So it's pretty big on the windshield right now. I'm looking at it currently, but it's going really well. I'm trying to bring new products and stuff. It's just it's a little difficult to run because, you know, I'm working full time and I have other things. So Joey's actually been kind of my partner in crime with it and helping with it, which has been great.
Getting some new designs made and, you know, trying to help out with shipping when I can, stuff like that.
Right. Well, that makes sense. You guys are doing just like everything too, aren't you?
Yeah, trying.
Yeah,
trying.
Pretty much at this point.
Can we see a blowed up 68 design in the near future?
You know, I think we could make something like that.
Gotta start thinking of catchphrases and stuff like that to put on stickers with a blown up 68 or something.
We can definitely do something of that sort.
I think we need to put the Crown Vic on a sticker.
I'm in. Yes.
I'm so in.
I would love to put one of those stickers on the side of my brand new welding helmet.
Okay, we'll make one just for you guys.
That would be awesome. So, I mean, I guess since we didn't really even say exactly what show you guys are going to right now, you guys are going on to Blake's show, right?
Yes. So we're in Tennessee right now, and we had already dropped off the third gen and everything and unhooked the trailer.
Yep, we'll be at the Fitzgerald's Performance Show tomorrow and Saturday, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
I was getting my days mixed up.
We were going to be there, and then you told us not to come.
Well, I mean, nothing holding you back. You can come anyways.
This is true.
Yeah, but now there's not a trainee I can throw on the ground in an hour.
Oh, my God.
I asked Blake, I was like, do you have an extra 68 laying around? He's like, I don't.
Shit.
If he did, I was going to start ripping it out.
We were already working on one to bring down.
Really?
Yeah, no bullshit. We were on the phone with Ron, working
no
one out
way.
To bring down.
You know, you can make some a little bit of a side hustle if you have people place bets on how quick you can get it done. Whoever's closest gets all the money.
Did your buddies already leave?
My buddies?
Yeah. They're on their way down right now.
Damn it. Yeah, we're never going to make it. Fuck that.
Yeah, you guys are like 5.5 hours away from there, and we're like 7.5?
Oh.
Seven. It might be closer to 8.
We also didn't realize when we got here that it jumps time zones. So that kind of threw us off a little bit.
It does?
It does?
Yeah, that's why when you called us, we were so thrown off, because it would jump time zone.
I didn't even...
Which part of the state are you in?
I have no idea, honestly.
East
They're
Tennessee,
east
I think.
Should be
I don't know.
Time zone. Is Columbus on
it's really...
time?
No, Columbus is on our time.
Currently, Joey is fighting his power steering, or there's none, honestly.
This car has no power steering, no AC, and... Yeah.
Oh my god.
Is this you saying we should leave anyway?
You guys should come down. You know what? I would love to see that happen.
I will hoopty a 500,000 mile second gen down there. tomorrow morning. I don't care.
Yeah, is that what you want to take?
I say that'd be super fun.
If we leave to go down there, we have to take the way to get towards Muncie so we can meet up with Austin Denny and drive with him in that stupid fucking 6-liter down there. Which means we have to be in Muncie by 5 a.m.
That's ass.
That's not really that ass.
That's pretty ass.
What? How far is Muncie from here? It's like an hour.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Is it an hour and a half? It's not 2 hours from here.
Hey, you guys have a free phone. Can you figure out how long Goshen to Muncie is?
Joe's looking it up right now.
Goshen, Indiana to Muncie, Indiana. How far is that?
It's like two.
I got no service.
Oh, Goshen?
It is
not.
I just
know Goshen.
It is not 2 hours. If you're looking at the map, Goshen is damn near Michigan.
Gosha.
Dirty old Michigan.
G-O-S-H.
Is it E-N or A?
E-N.
Goshen. Spell it like that.
Goshen.
Goshen, Indiana.
That's how people who don't know how to say Goshen.
Yeah. Or like anytime you get on Google Maps and go to Lima, it says Lima.
Lima, fuck
fucking
you.
Bastard ass.
Belly Fountain.
You don't fucking start that with me. I got family in Belly Fountain.
My phone's not loading.
Ah, I'm sure it's an hour to an hour and a half.
No shot.
What do you mean, no shot?
No shot.
No shot?
Dude, it's south of Fort Wayne.
It's not. Fort Wayne's 45 minutes from here.
Fuck. Which way are you taking down?
Fuck, 33.
Oh, that's. No.
No?
No, because you get stuck behind some stupid fucking semi.
Oh, my fucking
God.
50
fucking miles an hour.
Time with 50 miles an hour bullshit. You can pass on fucking lane straightaway.
There's nowhere to pass anything on 33.
Yes, there is, right before Turtletown.
That's probably the only acceptable passing zone.
Yeah, and then you can, and don't ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. Ask me
I
know
how I know. Because you jerked off Lima for like 6 fucking months before you quit. You fucking quitter.
It was actually a year and a half. I used to take US 33 to Fort Wayne twice a week. Fuck you. It's 45 to 50 minutes down
I'm
to Fort Wayne.
I'm going to flip your ass out of that chair.
No, you're not. Every fucking time with this fucking... So
we'll see you guys tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly where I'm going with this. If we're going, we have to meet Austin.
Use your phone and look it up.
Fine!
We're
going to settle this right now on the fucking podcast.
Right now on the podcast. Yeah, we're already arguing. Let's just finish
right
it.
In front of fucking company, you fucking bastard.
In front of company, he says. Sorry, I didn't clean my room, Dad. Please don't fucking hit me.
Joseph, stop.
Fine.
Stop.
Muncie.
You've
been right
yelling
there,
at
idiot.
Joey's trying to drink ice right now, and he's crunching ice. I don't even know what to pay attention to.
Okay, fine, I'm wrong. Fine, I'm wrong. It's 2 hours. Fine.
Oh,
fucking eat my fucking ass.
Who said that, bro? Really?
Fort Wayne is still only 45 minutes from here.
Do the math.
I can get there in 45 minutes. Fort Wayne. Oh, yeah, see, it's 47 miles. Yeah, it's an hour. It's 45
minutes. Not 45 minutes!
I can get there in 45. It's probably going to tell you to go some dumb fucking stupid way.
33. 10 to 1. 6 to 33.
Yeah, fine. It's 6 to 33.
Lick my
I
ass.
Fucking hate this fucking
Lick
car.
My
this
ass.
Is bullshit.
Now you're yelling in front of the company. So anyway.
So if we go, we have to leave at 3 a.m.
That's ass.
That's light work. You can do it.
That's light work.
If you just go to sleep right now, you'll be fine.
Okay, well, that's it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Nah, I have fucking idea. I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem with going. I could wake up at 3 a.m. right now just fine.
Fuck's running now?
That would be
a Jetta.
Yeah, it's a Jetta. Ernie came back to get... Or Elmer came back to get his Jetta. Anyways, sorry. We're at a shop and there's things moving around.
There's a lot of activity for 10 p.m.
There's a lot of activity here for 10 p.m. But regardless, what else are you guys going to go ahead and do while you're down there? You guys got anything planned other than just the meet, or?
Pretty much just the meet. That's about it.
I was going to learn how to do a burnout in the Crown Vic, but I don't really want to mess it up. So that
no,
might
break
wait.
It. Break it.
No, don't break
I
it.
I don't think
break
so.
Break it so bad you can't fix it.
No, don't do that.
I don't know about that. I need to daily this thing.
Yeah, Joey's... That's
not if we bring a trainee down tomorrow, you don't.
Oh, my God.
I will pay you guys to do that, honestly.
You are not paying, Alex.
It's awfully bold of both of you to assume that we want paid. You're not common folk. You're our friends. You're not paying for anything.
I will get you the finest beer.
Ooh. Now ooh. She's talking.
Yeah, she's talking about things now. I don't know.
We're not putting a transmission in the parking lot. As much as I would appreciate it, I don't want to take that risk.
Okay.
Risk?
Yeah, you know, I always just have the fear of what if, what might go wrong.
Joey, I think that's where you and I might differ because I...
It's also funny because the podcast these people are going to hear tomorrow is you and I... discussing just shitboxing things.
Yeah, we discuss shitboxing things to and from in and out of state so much it's stupid. Fair enough.
Yeah, I do a lot of shitbox things, but when it comes to towing a trailer 5 hours through the mountains, I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, I forgot you guys have to go through mountains.
Yeah.
This would be so much more funny if we took Ron's truck.
That yeah, it would be funny to make a 6-liter V8 in a single cab Chevy. Yeah, I know. It would get 2 miles to the gallon. It would be very funny.
And then by the time we get home, we get to put another trainee.
Yeah, because by then the 4L80 would be so bad. Yes, I know. Because it's a 4L80, the same way a 4L80 is a 68.
Whoa. We're not talking about 4L60.
We are, but we aren't.
We're talking about a 4L80.
Yeah.
That's God's transmission.
No, it's not.
Right behind a 48.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
It's just a stupid turbo.
Yeah, it's a stupid fucking turbo 400. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fucking electronic turbo 400.
Yeah.
So,
you know what Dodge guys go to when they can't quit breaking 48s? Rossler 400s.
Okay. It's not a 4L80.
Case made, courts out.
Yeah. Fucking jury's still in and they're telling you
no,
you're
the jury's
full
dead.
Of shit.
The jury's dead.
The jury's not dead. What'd you do, fucking shoot them all?
No.
God damn it. Is there anything new going on with the red Chevy? Because I have to know.
It's a clapper, man. It is just, I keep joking, and it's like a joke, but it's not really a joke. When Joey gets here and he rides it, he's gonna be like, this shouldn't be legal. This shouldn't be on the road. I think there's just, like, a lot of things that I need to check. I think, through our conversations this weekend, I think my back shocks are blown out, possibly.
She told me, she was like, yeah, I drive down the road, and I hit a bump, and, like, my truck just bounces afterwards. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it sounds like shocks to me.
Well, my mega cab does that, but it has approximately 1 inch of travel before it bottoms out.
Yeah,
it's like a daily thing.
Because it's still got a
thing.
6-inch lift shock in the back of it.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a daily thing where Allie calls me and tells me some kind of a problem or leak. I'm like, all right, I will look at it when I'm there.
Well, then what is... What is the list that you guys want to look at while you're up there?
On which vehicle? There's a
Okay. I thought we were talking just the Chevy. Oh wait, okay.
Wait, they're both
Chevy.
They're
both
Chevy.
Dumbass.
For some reason, I keep thinking the Duramax is a GMC. For some reason.
No.
Because the 0102 GMCs didn't look near as good as the 0102 Chevys.
Oh my God.
The oil leak in the Duramax. Oof, it is bad.
Okay.
Like, drain pan under the engine when she parks it bad.
Oh.
That's pretty good oil leak for a Duramax.
Yeah, so I got to look at that. And then her red truck also has a little oil leak.
Okay, but it's not that. It's, like, it's barely. Like, it's not bad at all. Like, the biggest problem right now is the weird thing of, like, and not really sometimes wanting to start, and sometimes it just randomly dies. That's more of the problem. I don't know what that is, though.
And then we have to figure out the Duramax not starting issue, and then figure out how to adjust her rear roll pane so she can open her tailgate without it falling off. And then we have to do a full lift kit, wheel lights, rock lights, and wheel bearings on the Duramax.
Have you bought the lift kit yet?
Yeah, it's in my living room.
Everything is at her house waiting for me to be there. That's all it's waiting on.
Okay.
I have a follow-up question. How long are you there, Joey?
4 days.
This is doable. You guys are going to get this done.
Two of the days I'm working, so.
Two of the days she's at work, and she's just leaving me the keys to both trucks, so I'm just going to work on them while she's at work.
Okay.
But he's going to have to drive it to the shop because he's not allowed to do it at my apartment.
Not allowed to, and getting caught are two different things.
Yeah, no, they already are not really happy with the huge oil leak from the Duramax that's already there. It's substantial, so.
Shit. Weird. Yeah, where could that be?
Otherwise, they're great.
I mean, the truck's not rusty, or I'd say there's a hole in the pan, but.
Well,
I don't know.
Or the oil cooler could be leaking.
The oil cooler?
Yeah. What?
The oil cooler could be leaking, or unless if it's underneath, the rear main could just be that bad, but that's speculation.
Duramaxes don't spit rear mains.
It's on the, passenger side front end area.
Passenger side front end?
Yeah.
Congratulations. There's, like, nothing up there that leaks oil.
All right.
Yeah, that's really confusing.
Love that for you.
Yeah, it's, like, the passenger side, like, right where, like, the control arms and stuff are, right around that area.
There's not a set not of transmission unless, cooler lines that run, is there?
Not unless the... Are you sure it's engine oil?
Yeah, it's black.
Okay. The PCV crossover could be broke.
Oh.
Okay.
A lot of Duramaxes leak a shit ton of oil like that because of that.
No idea what that is, but okay.
I was kind of thinking something like that because the way the drips are is almost like when she drives, it like blows back. And but it's like spreading out.
I can't remember, and it's been so long since I've worked on an LV7, and I'm mildly retarded. I know some of the later trucks used a plastic PCV, and they were really prone to cracking, but I can't remember. I feel like the LV7s were still just rubber hose. But still, if it's 24-year-old rubber hose,
it's going to crack and dry rot.
Crack and dry rot, or it could be broke off.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
But the other thing that's different, too, and I've not had much experience with, is it's a California LV7.
Yep.
Woo! So the PCV crossover could be totally different because of the emissions.
Because of the EGR that's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it should still have a PCV crossover.
Well, it's still going to have a PCV crossover, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't run the same as a normal LV7.
Might as well just delete it while I'm out there, too.
You think you got that time?
We'll figure out.
Okay.
It's just an LV7. It doesn't care.
No, it doesn't care, but I've
LV7s are the tractor motors of the Duramax world. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh, and we had to do the power steering.
Brake booster.
The brake booster thing. I did the power steering.
It needs a hydro boost, too.
Oh, yeah. Every Duramax ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are those bad to replace? Done one of those.
You'll want a 15-millimeter swivel socket.
Perfect.
Yes.
So you unbolt the master, you take off the lines from the Hydro Boost, you go under, you unhook the pedal, the brake pedal, and then you need a the top two bolts are a bitch to see. They suck.
Nice.
But you can get to them.
Okay.
You want a 15-millimeter and a ratchet.
Yeah, the good thing is her friend Cassidy, who does all the pinstriping, her boyfriend's shop that we're using has a lift and all the tools that we can think of. So
okay.
I'm hoping everything we need is there.
Well, I'm sure it probably is. Sounds like most of the stuff you guys are going to be repairing while you're out there with Allie is going to be just basic.
The only thing I will tell you, I don't know if you've ever put a lift kit on a Chevy truck.
I have not.
It's a lot more work than you think it is.
Oh. Why is that?
Because you got to, well, at least on my Suburban, I haven't put one on a new body or on a GMT 800. But on my Suburban, I had to blow holes in the frame and all kinds of stuff because you got to put drop arms on and...
All right. Maybe we'll take a gander at the instructions before I fly out.
Not a bad idea.
You guys are making him like second guess coming. Oh, I'm actually busy.
Some of those trucks, though, they come with a drop knuckle, and it makes it not as bad. Then you don't have to put the drops in the control arm pocket.
Okay.
You also got to drop the diff.
Got to drop the diff. Yeah,
got to drop the diff. I got to grind some metal down on that.
Yep. Just so you're aware, it's just a lift kit, but it's an IFS truck. It's more work than you think it is.
I mean, I've done the IFS lift on my third gen.
Oh, it is an IFS. Yeah.
It is an IFS truck. But I have no comparison. I've done an NBS lift kit before, but I've never done a third gen, so I don't know how that would compare. On an IFS third gen.
The third gen's IFS.
In theory, it's the same but different, but it depends on how Dodge did the control arms and differentials compared to, which I can't remember. It's been 4 or 5 years since I've worked on one of those, at least. But
yeah, I'm sure I can figure it out. I mean,
oh no, it's doable. It's just more work than you think it is.
Yeah. I'm just glad there's a lift that we can use to do it all. Because I would not want to be doing it on the ground.
Oh, no, forget that. I would never do that. Nope.
Well, how long did it take you to do your Suburban?
2 days.
2 days?
Two or three, I forget.
Well, how many hours is what I should say?
Rough Country's instruction says 6 to 8 hours, so I'm hoping we can do it.
I have no confidence in that.
You might estimate for 10 to 12.
We can do it.
Which is a day's work. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So then after that, we'll do lighting, aka Moses and Joey will do it because I don't know how to do that stuff. I'll burn things to the ground. And then we'll put on our spacers and the 2414s and we'll drive away and be happy.
And you'll get an alignment.
Ah.
Yeah. Alignment's optional.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'll get one of those at some point.
So the size of the wheels going on are 24x14s. Did you mean to let that slip out?
People know that, and okay. They know
that
problem.
Part's out. Just the wheel itself is not out yet.
Okay.
Yes.
Correct.
So I posted that on my TikTok, and it for some reason, I don't know, it's like the stupidest videos that I put no effort in are the ones that do well, and it's at like 220,000 views. And the amount of hate? Oh my gosh. There's like a whole little television show on there. You can read so many comments being like, it's like real men have the Bubba on their trucks and only boys have wides. And I'm like, so I don't think I apply for this.
if you have wides, you like boys?
I was like, well, I do, so.
Yeah, you... That's fucking awesome.
But that's just the in thing right now is everybody's like, oh, I got stocks and fucking graps. That's the in thing.
I saw your video.
Yeah,
of
I seen it too.
If you have wides, you like boys. And I thought that was really funny, but I didn't know the context to it because I guess I missed the video before that.
Yeah, I guess some people just don't look at like the name of the person at all or something. I don't know. Honestly, it just is entertainment for me. So either way, they're going on. So
that's fair. I'm excited. Really, I am.
Oh yeah, it'll look good.
Oh, it's gonna look really good. How big of a lift are you guys gonna put on?
It's a 6-inch.
Okay. Well, I guess it kind of has to be to fit a 24, right?
It might need some minor trimming. It'll probably still scrub.
It's a 35-15-50, so it's a wide tire.
Okay. It's not necessarily the tire width, though. It's all about the offset of the wheel or the width of the wheel.
What is it, negative 81, I think?
Yeah, negative 81 offset.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
All about offset. I can't remember the offset.
Unless you're an idiot and you stuff a 40 on a fucking 6-inch kit, then it just rubs no matter what.
Yeah, I wonder who did that.
Not me.
Yeah, because I can, and Super Duties are known for, and they've been known for it for a long time, but you can level a Super Duty, and you can fit a 35 underneath it, 12.5 wide on a stock, and it doesn't give a shit. My Super Duty doesn't rub anything.
My buddy, he just leveled his Illuma Duty, and he's running 37 1350s on it with spacers, and he clears.
That checks out. Super Duty are so good about that. I'm rubbing with mine.
Dodges are the same way. You level them, you put 35 on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's only Chevys. I sit so low.
Yeah, I got my 6-inch lift and my 22-12s, and I rub. I get, like, one turn of the wheel, and I'm rubbing.
And they have those square wheel wells.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah. Yeah, what's with that anyways? Wheels are round. That actually has been one of my favorite things to say about Chevys ever since I was 16, is that wheels are round, not square.
Yeah, so there's a lot of exciting things going on in our lives right now, some expected things, but it's fun.
How are your guys' lives going?
Garbage.
I have been working on nothing but dump trucks for what feels like an actual fucking eternity.
Oh, I bet it's been close to a month.
I have two dump trucks that I've been working on that I've just been back and forth. I get parts for one, I work on that thing. When I run out of parts, I go to the other one. Hopefully more parts came for that one. I work on it until I run out of parts. I go back to the other one, and I legitimately have been back and forth for 3 to 4 weeks on both of these dump trucks, fixing water leaks, oil leaks, transmissions, clutches, drivetrains, suspensions. I have a whole steer axle out from underneath one. I had an 8-foot, which you guys might have seen the video on my story. I had an 8-foot bar on a 1-inch ratchet with a kingpin press trying to get a kingpin out of an axle, which is some of the sketchiest shit I've done next to what I did today, which was put a port of power 6 inches from my face and watch the pedestal break on it. That was almost an ER visit. But been doing that. The brick nose is kind of coming along. We've been working on the brick nose a little bit here and there. The 6-liter is about to get some love here in the next month to 2 months. And my girlfriend's truck, hopefully here in the next week to 2 weeks, maybe 3, depending on how long it takes me. Depending on time, we will get the transmission back in that thing, nice and rebuilt and ready to go. So we can sell that fucking thing.
Oh!
Yeah, that thing needs to go down the road.
Yeah, it's going to go down the road. Yeah, and we're going to get her something from the 90s, like God intended. I had a rule for forever. I would never buy anything newer than 1998 because I'm a Ford guy. If it was going to be newer than 98, it was going to be a 99 F-150.
Junk.
Fuck you.
Junk.
Fuck you. But I bought my 6-liter, and I thought it was okay, and I thought 2005 is kind of okay. Well, we went and looked at a 2008 F-150 for my girlfriend. It ran, drove great, and then it had running problems, and now it has transmission problems, and I'm back to where I stood about a year and a half ago. 2 years ago, something like that.
Hey, I think 06 is a good cutoff for Fords, you know, Crown Vic. That's good.
The Crown Vic's in 06. That's where we cut it off.
Yep.
I think the only thing now that's going to keep me maybe buying Fords is if I actually go totally insane and I go ahead and buy a 6.4.
Oh, no.
Oh, little do you know, we'll both do it.
Oh, that's bad.
What's bad about it?
I have a lot of buddies with them, and they've had not the best luck with them.
Yeah, we're right back to shitboxing things and not caring.
So
if I tell you right now, if I find the right deal on a day cab 6.4, I'm buying the fucker.
So speaking of that, one of my favorite 6.4 stories is from one of my buddies that lives about an hour and a half from here. I roomed with him in college.
Yeah.
He came up to me one day in the dorm room, and he was like, "Hey, man, check out this truck me and my buddy are going to go buy this weekend." I was like, "Yeah, I'll look at it, whatever. $2,000. 6.4. Automatic transmission, day cab, long bed, two-wheel drive, like, work truck package 6.4.
I'll be there fucking right now.
$2,000 for a 6.4. This thing had 400,000 miles on it. And I'm like, "What are you going to do with this thing?" He goes, "I don't know, blow it up, I think." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Little did I know that they had at their disposal a tuner for this fucking thing.
Badass.
And they went ahead and loaded tunes up on it and proceeded to go to some street races down in that area that weekend. And blow it up they did. When they ended up taking the motor apart, they cracked three pistons.
Oh, that checks out.
But they spent $2,000 and they had a fucking hell of a time doing it and had so much fun. Fucking,
and that's all that matters, as long as you're having fun.
As long as you're having fun. But that's one of the things I look back and think of, and I can just go, fucking 6.4s.
I want one. Something fierce. You know that.
I know. And it's because, and I think half the reason I like them is because they run like a 6-liter, if you will, but they're a common rail and they can make more power.
Yeah, they run better than a 6-liter until they don't.
Yeah, I know. Until they don't.
Which is quite often.
Which is...
I would like a 6-liter. A single cab 6-liter.
Had one, overrated.
Well, if...
It is... They make cool noises.
If you're thinking...
So do 6.4s when you send a rod to God.
If you like 6-liters, speaking of Austin... go ahead and look up Austin Denny. As we previously discussed, he's 2 hours from us, apparently, not an hour and a half. But Austin Denny will be down at Fitzgerald Performance this weekend with his four-door long bed 6-liter that makes 1,300 horsepower.
Oh! Wow!
Yeah, that guy's like embarrassing Corvettes on the streets of Muncie, Indiana. Kind of fucking ridiculous.
See, that's why I like 6.4s. I want to take something and just blow doors off everything, and then everyone goes, "Well, it's a 6.4. It shouldn't run good." Fuck you. Here's my $2,000 shit box with three cracked pistons, and I'm still going to drag your ass.
Yeah, but 6 liters...
No yeah, buts.
6 liters are fun because they go... They do! That's the whole noise they make. They sound like a fucking handful of marbles.
Oh my god.
And they run off of oil. The whole point of the motor is that it has oil in it.
Well, you can make a 6.4 run on oil, but...
Yeah, but for what?
Not for very long.
Yeah, not for very long. Yeah, exactly.
Because it'll rack out and just die.
Yeah, it's called running away.
Nuh-uh.
Oh my gosh. So, after we go ahead and put a lift kit on the Duramax, and after we put a 68 in the fourth gen.
You guys are having a fit.
Pause for a second.
What's that?
Maybe we'll take a pause for a second at that point. I don't know.
I think we need a little bit of break to recoup some money.
Yes, but my next question was, do you guys have any other plans after that, or like performance things in mind that you're thinking of doing to those trucks?
As much as we both would want to continue to build that trucks, we're going to build Allie's Duramax more.
Yeah!
Headlights and taillights, stuff like that cosmetically, but I think we're both going to begin saving.
Because, you know, as we continue, we're just kind of thinking, you know, I probably am going to be moving here soon-ish.
And it'd probably be better to not just dump all of our money into the vehicles. Between six vehicles, we're already, like, you're required to dump a good amount of money into them. So we're kind of trying to not exceed that.
Fair. We need to, basically what we're trying to say is we need to find a place to store the six vehicles in the same state.
Shit.
We have to do adult things, and it's boring.
I know. Doing adult things is boring. So my next question is, how big of a U-Haul can you rent?
Well, we don't need a U-Haul when there's a goose trailer, but we need to fix the fork then. Because if you put the trucks on the gooseneck, we can shove all my stuff in them, and then I drive the little Ford Escort, and then where we go.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Hypothetically.
It's going to be a very long 32-hour drive one way.
Is that how far that is?
Yeah, yep. I'm really far away.
Ouch.
She's pretty far away.
I did not realize that it was 32 hours that way.
Way up.
Yeah, I've looked up the drive before. It's very long.
Yeah, that's definitely a two-parter.
Three-parter almost.
Three-parter almost.
Oh, that's a three-parter.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I mean, I drove to Texas last month, mm-hmm. and it was a 18-hour drive. I did it in one go.
Yeah, but okay, and here's the fucking highway fanatic in me, is I think that's the best thing on the face of this planet, because I get to just sit in a driver's seat and drive, but it is fucking, it's taxing, and it's tolling.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is, it was definitely a very long drive, but it wasn't terrible, I guess.
I don't know, I was complaining on our six-hour drive, so I'm gonna have probably a lot of complaints about 32 hours. I'm not a big trip person in that way.
Okay.
That's fair.
But you know what? It's for a good cause. I already wanted to move to the Midwest, and here we go. It's kind of like a little shortcut.
Real quick cheat code.
Yeah, it's a little cheat code to get with another truck obsessed guy, and then there we go. He already has a trailer, so don't have to rent anything.
I'm glad you're thinking about moving to the Midwest, though. Like, I really am glad, because this is where things like this thrive.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. And storing six vehicles, probably need to have a good amount of space. So that's kind of something we're looking at.
That's the biggest dilemma, because we found places for fairly cheap, but they just have no parking. So six vehicles and a gooseneck, we need a lot of lanes.
Because we're going to bring out their trucks. We're going to get out of the trucks. I already told them, get some in Oregon. They're rust-free, and they're really cheap.
We're going to be getting a freaking OBS 7.3 or a square body, one of the two.
Get a 7.3. I got tired.
I would love to get a 7.3 at some point.
What do you want a 7.3 for?
I've always wanted one of those. I don't know why. That was the first truck I became, like, obsessed with, so now I have to get one.
They're fun for, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
I just like dually OBSs, and I don't want to get a gas one.
You know, I had a dually OBS.
Why didn't you sell it to us?
Because I had it, let's see, 3-4 years ago?
Damn, you should have kept it, you know, just in case you met two people that wanted to get one.
It's a crew cab long box with...
Ow!
It was a stick, too.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
How long depressed now?
It was, it had like 400 on it. My uncle hauled campers with it.
Miles ain't a problem.
I gave him $1,500 for it.
Oh, I would have given you $1,500 and a bag of Coors Banquets for it.
Whoa. I'm not the banquet guy here.
Well, you could have sold those to Logan, so then you could have made more money.
Well, and I would have came up with a trade, which would have been just another case of beer, so we would have
It would have evened out.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll let you guys go. so you guys can have some time together and hang out and everything other than just driving and experiencing transmission troubles and talking to us and all that fun, happy stuff.
Hey, it's all in a normal day, you know?
Yes, this is a regular life.
Did you guys at least get, like, a nice, fun Airbnb for this weekend?
Yeah, we did.
We haven't even gone in it yet because we just arrived and been talking with you guys.
Okay.
Currently in the back of the cop car is all of our stuff.
Next to all the spare burnout tires.
Shit. Well, we'll let you guys go ahead and start unpacking and unwinding so that way you guys can get to the show tomorrow. So we'll go ahead and we'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
We'll see you guys.
See ya.
Sweet. See you later. Be safe.
Bye.
Ally Chevy and Joey Rose.
The dynamic duo.
The current sweethearts of the truck industry, if you will.
Oh yeah.
They're very cute together. Really they are.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Super it buffs cute. Out.
It does. I hate saying that because we always say it buffs out on something that's like but
yeah, I know we're shitboxing something. it's good stuff. It's legitimate good stuff.
I think they're both really good people, and I would like to meet Allie in person sometime. And I've met Joey in person plenty of times.
We can leave in the morning.
Do you want to leave in the morning?
I don't know. Call him back and ask him what the temp is. If it's above 70, we'll go.
Well, here's my thing. I've already checked the weather, and I can check it again after we get off of this. It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Ooh.
So I don't know how fun it's going to be. But I think since tomorrow is the first day, I can actually check the forecast.
Yeah.
Because it was at least, like, Tuesday or Wednesday, it was supposed to be like 65% rain.
Sure.
So we'll see what the exact forecast is and what's going on. Maybe it just rains in the morning. We'll just go down, have a good time, something like that.
Oh, whatever. Boy.
And this is all circumstantial. And you guys are hearing this actually for the first time a week late. Like, as things are happening in real time, you're hearing them a week late. I think, kind of. This might have happened a couple times.
Probably happened a couple times, but it's been a while.
It's been a while because we've been kind of just weekly with this, if you will.
It's been cruising along.
But regardless, we have coming up another exciting person that we are going to be interviewing.
Yes.
That you guys are going to be super excited to hear from. Even if you don't know him, you're going to be excited to hear from him. He's going to be a great... You're talking about a guy that loves performance and diesel pickups.
Yeah.
This guy's one of those guys to talk to. Pro mod guy and everything. So... We're going to go ahead and we're going to close this out. You can find me at wildgoose_repair on Instagram and TikTok. Dakota?
Find me at dhickok, D-H-I-C-K-O-K, _5.9 on Instagram. You can find me on TikTok at hickokdiesel.
But until next time,
bye-bye!